This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today's topic is contentment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. He knows us better than anyone does, even ourselves. We all have within us a search for something to make us feel whole. The heart is a vessel that is not full. It needs to be filled in order to feel content. There are many things that we try to fill this vessel with, whether it's material things like possessions or money, or things that we purchase, things that we use, or whether it is the emotional side of things, like trying to obtain the approval or the love or the validation of those around us or society at large. There are many different materials. There are many different substances. There are many different things that we think will make us feel content. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in the Quran in a statement that is very direct and is very definite, that as much as we try and as much as we, you know, aim to fill our hearts and to feel whole at the acquisition of these things, we'll never feel content. Think about it. The last time you bought something that you really looked forward to getting, that Amazon box that you were waiting for in the mail, right? Or that thing that you saved up for and you drove over to the mall and you purchased it. It felt really good. Opening, unboxing, setting it up, putting in the batteries, using it for a while. But then it's just a matter of time, a few weeks, maybe months, and all of a sudden that prized possession that you drove home with or that you treated with such carefulness and such, you know, delicacy, you look at it and it's just stacked up in the pile of your room, or it's on the floor, or it's in a bookshelf somewhere. And the thing that you spent hundreds or thousands of dollars on no longer gives you that contentment that it once did. It was fleeting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and He knows that the contentment we feel from this dunya is fleeting. So He tells us in Surah Ar-Ra'd what contentment really feels like. What full-heartedness, right? Contentment is just a nice way of saying full-heartedness. What that really feels like. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Those people who believe and those people who their hearts are filled with satisfaction by remembering Allah. That this is the one thing that gives them peace. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. That verily, only in the remembrance of Allah do hearts actually find contentment and fulfillment. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, it's amazing. I've been blessed to go on Hajj a few times now with Mufti Kamani and Sheikh Mubin and the Qalam team. And Hajj is an amazing experience. And one of the things that you realize on Hajj, because Hajj is not just a test of travel and ritual and, you know, energy versus fatigue. It's not just that. It's a test of pulling you away from your comfort, taking you away from the things that you love, whether it's your home, whether it's your belongings, right? For a person who's married and has kids, their family, or a person who lives with their parents, their mom and dad, there's so many things that Hajj detaches you from. It sounds silly, but people were talking one year about how they miss driving their car, right? Because they miss driving, they love driving. These are the things that Hajj tests us with. And I'll never forget one year, we were sitting with a brother who, mashallah, did very well for himself, lived in a nice house, beachfront property, and he's sitting in Mina. Mina is literally a tent in the middle of the desert. And you have a bed that is as small as any mattress I've ever seen in my life. And you're laying there and it's hot outside and the air conditioner is lukewarm at best. And it's time for us to leave Mina. We've been there now for 3 days and it's the fourth day and we're leaving Mina now. And everyone else has packed their bags, excited to go to the hotel because we're gonna have a nice bed, nice food, nice air conditioning. And this brother is sitting in his bed in Mina on the floor, empty tent that he used to share with like 50 other people, and he's crying. And I walk in and I said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "I am so worried that what I found here, I'm gonna lose it when I leave and I'll never find it again." And I remember being like, what did you find? And he said, "I have everything that I've ever wanted, and I still never felt whole. But living here, making dua, praying, spending time remembering Allah, this is the only time that I felt complete. My anxiety is gone. Everything that I feel back in America, I can't feel that here. I feel so much better in this moment. And I'm afraid that if I leave it, that it's done. So we sat there and we talked about how the place is definitely special, but it was the person who he became. That's what made it really special. Ramadan is a time where we all experience more contentment spiritually because we do more. We engage more with Allah. Remember that this contentment that you're feeling, Ramadan is definitely a great environment for it. But whatever you're doing this month that's giving you this feeling, you can keep doing it. Allah is giving us the training opportunity so that we can do this year round. We ask Allah Ta'ala to give us this remembrance of Him all year round so that we can be content as much as possible. Ameen Ya Rabbi.
Qalam is dedicated to the mission of making the knowledge of this beautiful religion of Islam accessible to everyone. From the millions of people listening to the podcast, to the hundreds of thousands of people watching these videos, to the tens of thousands of people that are taking online classes, and so much more work that Qalam is doing, we here at Qalam are committed to continuing this good work. And this is where you come in. We're asking you to partner with us to secure your sadaqah jariyah of all the people that have benefited from Qalam, continue to learn from Qalam, and inshallah in the future will continue to learn and benefit from all the work that Qalam inshallah will continue to do. Please go to supportqalam.com and donate generously. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.